brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us for another 5 minutes. Okay, Mr. Roberts, you were getting into when the dollar dies. Does it die a slow death or does it die with a bang? I mean, it's already dying slowly, but then like an old horse with his legs broken, you know, at some point, does somebody put a bullet in its head? Because the Chinese are actually in the news today talking about massively decreasing how many treasury bills they buy.
Yes, it's dying slowly, but when the final death comes, it'll probably be very quickly and very severe. And what Americans will experience will be an amazing jump in the measured rate of inflation. And they'll go into Walmart, as I've said before, and they'll think they're in Neiman Marcus. Because today, so much of the goods that Americans buy are made offshore. And their price is low because of the Chinese pegged to the dollar. And so once that comes unglued, the prices will be very high. In fact, Walmart announced, the CEO announced a week or two ago, that because of the dollar's decline so far, Walmart's customers were going to experience serious price rises. That they had held the prices down as much as they could, but that the collapse in the dollar's value was forcing them into price rises, and that they would not be able to avoid these. So that'll start happening more and more and become faster and more furious. So,
by the way, McDonald's came out over the weekend and said inflation's going to make their food go up.
Well, you know, the World Bank released a report recently that wheat prices have more than doubled between June of 2010 and January of this year. Corn prices have gone up more than 70%, and that this is producing massive hunger and starvation elsewhere in the world. And this, of course, is because all of these things are priced in dollars, and the Federal Reserve is destroying the dollar, the budget deficits are destroying the dollar, the offshoring of jobs are destroying the dollar. And so the cost is being delivered to the entire world. There are now tens or millions of people now are starving.
And we knew, I mean, it's common sense that this QE2 would do this. And they said, oh, that's ridiculous. And now it's here. And finally, the mainstream media is admitting, hey, your oil prices are up, not just because of speculators they always blame, but mainly because of dollar devaluation. How are they going to handle this politically? I guess you answer the question, start a new war.
Well, I think they'll be forced into a war because Washington won't be able to accept that it's been dethroned by its own folly and stupidity. And when the rest of the world starts pushing back, they'll still think they're tough guys and that we're a superpower. And so I think that we may be faced with a nuclear war and just the end of everything. I mean, this is how it's likely to end. Given the fact that the people in Washington are incompetent, crazed, inhumane, they have no redeeming virtues, and they're playing God with the world.
Wow.
And that's what's going on. I mean, the danger of a nuclear war is huge because just as the Japanese...
Doctor, I got to stop you right there. I don't mean to keep you more because I've got another guest coming in, but this is Cliffhanger. You start talking about the danger of nuclear war, and you're a very conservative, focused, respected, you know, listed as top 10 economists in the world. Will you come back and spend 4 or 5 minutes breaking down the geopolitical front and how this could lead to nuclear war? Can you stay with us?
Okay,
stay there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Wayne Madsen will be with you, but when we come back, we'll finish up with this. Stay with us.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. Here in studio is Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Here in studio with us today and tomorrow, he'll be popping in. We're doing interviews with him for a upcoming documentary. But we've been talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and he was going to be gone at the end of the last hour, but he just brought up his prognosis that the hubris and the runaway train that is the American empire, if you study history with Hitler or Mussolini or countless others, they will start wars. And actually, that's what the Rand Corporation and others say is what's needed to get the globalists out of this crisis. You know, they're attempting to get total power out of their power grab, but in the process, they're destroying the dollar that has been the source of their global hegemony. So in just a few minutes, Dr. Roberts, and we'll let you go, former head of Policy Department of Treasury, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, coming out with a bold statement like that, that you believe this will probably lead towards major war and perhaps nuclear war. Break down the technicals of that geopolitical statement.
Well, Alex, it's hard to do in such a short time, but look at it this way. What are the guys in Washington, what have they done? They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed the currency. They've destroyed people's incomes. In the first decade of the 21st century, they had two massive stock market collapses, from which retirees have never recovered their assets. They destroyed, with a bubble, they bid up real estate prices, and then they've destroyed the real estate market. There's a massive wipeout of people's ability to look after themselves at home. And the government is overcommitted militarily abroad. We've got six wars going, either involving our troops or proxies or drones or airstrikes. These are all very expensive. None of them are affordable. And they're trying now to deny China resources. That's what Libya is all about. They're threatening Russia's national security. That's what Syria is all about, the big Russian naval base.
That's what 888 was about when they launched the attack on the Georgian areas.
Exactly. And so here you have a weak, declining country becoming more and more aggressive toward China, a very strong rising country, and toward Russia, which has an unlimited supply of nuclear weapons. So how much will China and Russia tolerate? I mean, at some point, given the hubris and the lack of judgment in Washington, they're going to cross the line, and they're going to push too hard. And there's going to be a response, and it's very easy for things to escalate, particularly when your own rulers are crazed. I mean, there's nobody in Washington that's sane, is there? I mean, what you show every day, the absurd statements, the insane behavior, the lack of concern, not just for American people, but for people anywhere. There's no concern in Washington for people.
In closing, let me ask you that. I mean, they've got the TSA coming out as a domestic police force. They now admit that they've been surveilling everybody without wiretaps, totally illegal. The TSA sticking their hands down people's pants. Just 20 years ago, they wouldn't let troops use DU. Now they use it at shooting ranges, at National Guard bases, destroying the water table. There's no safety standards now. I mean, it is really just a hubris-driven insanity. They delusionally think they have a plan, but across the board, take Bloomberg last year reporting that 11 years ago they signed secret deals, the VA did, to take the death benefits from World War II vets through current vets. I mean, this is criminality so naked. It's almost like when psychopaths in criminology have killed 15, 20 people, and they start getting more reckless, almost like they want to get caught. Your closing comments on that?
Well, what hasn't the government destroyed? They've even destroyed our civil liberties. We now have an executive, that is, the president, who's not accountable to law as long as he can be at war. So, you know, and there's no democracy. It's an oligarchy. There's five or six very powerful oligarchic interests that essentially rule. So everything's destroyed. It's not just the economy. And so you're right. You're absolutely right. And sooner or later, the people will be alienated from the government. I don't know how long people... Look, we have a worse situation than Big Brother in George Orwell's book, 1984, than those people living under. We're dominated by propaganda, by lies, by unaccountable government. Elections are pointless. Nothing ever changes. The political system is essentially impotent.
And that has fed their hubris to the point of like a snake eating its tail. They're now even destroying themselves. And in closing, remember that quote of Karl Rove, the New York Times reporter, at a cocktail party in front of a Washington Post reporter? And the reporter's going, come on, you know you're lying about WMDs. You know, I mean, this is becoming delusional. And Rove said, you don't get it. We're history's actors now. Of course we're not following reality. You guys are what we call the reality-based community, but we control reality, so we'll change reality day to day, and then you will report on that new reality dutifully. There is the statement that shows that they believe, because they have the power, that they have the power to do anything, and it reminds me of Hitler in his bunker directing armies that didn't exist.
You're right, Alex. Except we're all going to pay the price for this handful of fools. They're destroying all of us, and people all over the world are being destroyed. And so, you know.
When does the dollar die? We'll let you go. We appreciate your time. When does the dollar die?
It's dying now. It's dying right now. It's been dying for months, for years, actually. But if you look at the number of other currencies that have made new highs against the dollar the last 4 months, look, even the euro is making new highs. And the euro, despite the sovereign debt crisis in Europe and all the countries that are allegedly bankrupt.
So it's like a cancer patient who's been sick for a while, but now the patient's having trouble breathing.
That's about it, yeah.
All right, Dr. Roberts, you've been right all along, and history will know that you told the truth and stood up for what was right. I hope that people in government and the general public listening realize that it's not enough for you and I to be here telling the truth. They've got to get this information out to everybody. I am seeing some positive signs in Neocon Talk Radio. They're now more and more saying both parties are bad and that, you know, inside interest in Wall Street are greedy and wrecking everything. Because I think a lot of mainline people who thought they were part of the establishment are beginning to realize that their necks are on the chopping block as well. Maybe self-preservation will get some of these yuppies out of their la-la land.
Well, we can hope so.
All right. Sir, your book is How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, available at better bookstores and Amazon.com. Dr. Roberts, thanks for the time.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. It's just like going to visit the doctor, and we have all these top economists and Nobel Prize winners on, and you name it, and they all tell you the same thing. And Obama says everything's great, the economy's wonderful, everything's fine. The Republicans will not tell you it's the Federal Reserve, except for Ron Paul and Rand Paul. They will not tell you it's a debt black hole impossible to get out of, designed to do this to us. And Robert's point is it's so destructive, even though it gave the bankers incredible power, what are they going to spend the money on when everything's like Zimbabwe? If we have a Great Depression like we had in the 20s and 30s, it will be road warrior. And here's the deal. The economic atmosphere, the economic climate we're in is much worse than leading up to 29. Okay, and I'm not trying to scare you. We're going to do some overdrive a little bit in the next hour because while he's here, I want to spend as much time with him as possible. And also, while we're at it live on air, let's look at the schedule. When can we get Wayne back in here for a full hour tomorrow? When I heard that Wayne Madsen was going to be leaving the United States because of the a foreign embassy, a major media outlet, and a confirmation through the source of the U.S. embassy that the White House wants him dead. And Wayne, of course, formerly with the NSA, syndicated columnist, very well respected, written some of the biggest publications in the country. When he brings something out like that, we certainly respect it. He, of course, is one of the guys meeting with the D.C. madam and helped get her on the show right before she was suicided, Arkansided. And so Wayne is here with us today and tomorrow before he gets ready to leave the United States to work on his magnum opus exposing the CIA ties of Barack Obama, Wayne Madsen Report. .com. Wayne, great to have you here with us today.
Good to be with you here in Austin, Alex.
We're honored to have you. We're going to break here in a moment, and I want to get into your research on the CIA and birth certificate issues that are really heating up. But Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was talking about the fact that the dollar is doomed and that the elites running things are crazy. You've lived in D.C. for decades. I mean, is there a method to their madness, or has it gone to just pure hubris?
I think we haven't seen anything like this before in D.C. because even the word coming out of the Treasury Department, now I'm not talking about the senior officials, but those people that work in the bowels of the place is not encouraging. And you hear the same thing in Congress. And the news out that the U.S. economy will be eclipsed by China in 2016, I think it's clearly the writing is on the wall what's going to happen to us and our economy. It's happening right now. Of course, to listen to Obama thinks
we've had two Fed heads, Kansas City and Dallas, say we are completely screwed.
Well, right. And this is
and they've said the Fed is doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a rebellion in the Fed like that.
Right. So, you know, even they're eating their own dead here now.
Well, they wouldn't do that unless they knew it was dire.
Right. And the word has been coming out of Treasury for a couple of years now about where this economy is heading and where the dollar is heading.
I mean, is it like the Russians before their collapse where they're just delusional?
Well, when you see this push now, and remember what happened to Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union, they privatized all those state-owned industries, and now we see this push to do this in the various states.
Let's talk about the method of the madness, because I agree with your analysis. I mean, it is wild what they're doing, but they planned this, just like we're a third-world country. Wayne, stay there. Break down what they did in the Soviet Union when it collapsed, what they're going to do here. And by the way, if you're in the middle class, that means you make more than $50,000 a year. They're going to rob you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi. Hey, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out.
Wayne Manson. There's too much confusion, my friend. But, you know, for those that research this information, there's really not confusion. There's just befuddled amazement at what the system is doing and how crazy they are. Now you were getting into the parallel between the collapse of the Soviet system and the robber barons, the oligarchs coming in, and what's being set up and planned here. The solution by the Republicans is a form of austerity that doesn't fix the Federal Reserve root of it. It just simply privatizes the system. Break that down.
Well, if you look across the country, what's happening, we see further privatization of turnpikes, for example, going to private companies to collect tolls. Everyone should always be worried when a cash-intensive operation is privatized. It's a recipe for money laundering on a grand scale.
Well, they beef the prices. They lobby to not fix the other roads. They take over existing roads.
Right. The roads, we see the now with privatization, possibly of public lands, state-owned forests, state-owned parks. It goes on and on.
The old-timers said that in the mid-90s was going to happen for collateral and the debt. Now they admit, just like we're a third-world country, that's happening.
So we're, you know, what's going to happen next? Are we going to see corporate sponsorship like all these sports arenas of, you know, federal monuments sponsored by various oil companies and banks and what have you? That may be around the corner.
Well, it's like the 600-plus Greek islands. One big broker they owed $3 billion to through fraud, he said, I'll just take that famous island, and they transferred it to him directly.
Right. Well, they might, maybe they'll grab Hawaii or something here soon and just put it up on the auction block. But I think this just goes to show that the people are benefiting from this. I should have also mentioned what's happening to public education. You got the Washington Post, 70% of their business is from a private education firm that they own, Kaplan Business. Now we see moves to try to privatize public education. The camels with the nose under the tent is private, you know, charter schools, magnet schools. It's really just another word, set of words for privatization.
And the Washington, which are really corporate schools. Those aren't private schools now. They're Bill and Melinda Gates schools, which is what Tarpley and others said Obama's specialty was in Chicago, is actually union busting, but not to get rid of the corrupt unions, to transfer it to the corporations.
And Rahm Emanuel is brought in as the Chicago head of the school board, one of these people who favors that. So we're going to see that continue in Chicago, in Washington, D.C. Arnie Duncan, the Secretary of Education, one of Obama's basketball buddies, is strong for this. And I say the Washington Post can't even cover this adequately or properly because they own a private education firm.
That's right. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but let's get started now. You've got some big news dealing on them trying to rewrite the history of Obama's family and all these intelligence agency connections, because your research just isn't into the birth certificate. A lot of it now being duplicated and expanded on by Jerome Corsi. But also into his CIA connections.
Well, especially his passport records and what he was doing when he was supposedly at Columbia and Occidental and potentially at Harvard Law. Right now we've got an article that came out in the New York Times Magazine written by Janie Scott, who's got a book coming out about Obama's mother. The thing, they're changing the facts. She even had an interview with Obama in the Oval Office, but we're being told things that just did not occur. They are changing the facts. They're changing Wikipedia as we speak.
New York Magazine is basically a Cass Sunstein organ more and more.
Oh, I think so. This is New York Times, what we have is Lolo Sartori, the stepfather's history being revised. We have Stanley Ann Dunham's history being revised. We have the history of Indonesia prior to and after the 1965 coup against President Sukarno also being revised. This is happening in plain sight. And we're supposed to believe that this New York Times reporter got the interview with Obama in the Oval Office, spoke to all these people who knew the family without any independent corroboration of that. So I think this is a huge, they're obviously preparing for this to be raised in the election campaign, and this is sort of like a preemptive move on their
part. And that's more evidence of the guilt. If it had no proof behind it, they would have released the original certificate, not the receipt. They would have dispelled all this early on.
but all of his records are kept very, very secret.
Especially the area that there's seems to be a lot of reluctance to go after. And remember, the passport file was being rifled through in January of 08, at the right in the primary season. We had John Brennan's company, the Analysis Corporation. He's now Obama's deputy national security advisor. They were the ones committing the act of rifling through the passport file. What they, I think they were trying to get remove information. We know that her, Stanley and Dunham's passport file prior to 68 was inadvertently destroyed, we're told. So I think what we have here... And
stay there. Tell us what we have on the other side. Let's go into it in detail.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, amazing to have Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com in studio with us. We're going to be going at least 20 minutes of overdrive into the next hour. We're going to clear the phone system out and open the phones up specifically if you have a question or a comment for Wayne Madsen coming up at the start of the next segment into the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Okay, Wayne, you know, we got Jerome Corsi being put on house arrest when he tried to go over to Kenya a few years ago. You've got the records now. He's reported in Indonesia, Kenya, Hawaii. They're all destroyed. They're all missing.
Governor Abercrombie said 4 months ago when he was governor-elect, oh, I'm going to get into those records. He went and said, okay, the original birth certificate isn't there. But it's not just that. It's his whole background. You were getting into them trying to basically rewrite history right now. They are really, really scared of this. Sure, Obama's a teleprompter reading puppet, but if he gets politically damaged, that will damage everything he's done.
Well, I think it's interesting what we know. Some of the tidbits that came out in this article in New York Times Magazine that we did not know before. We found out that when Obama was a young boy living in Jakarta, he said he wanted to be the future prime minister of Indonesia. He also said he wanted to be president of the United States at some point in time. But I would imagine you could not be the prime minister of Indonesia unless you were somehow, you knew that you were an Indonesian citizen.
Well, he changed his name to Barry Sitoro.
Barry Hussein Sitoro. We're also now told that Lolo Sitoro, according to this, this article in New York Times, that Lolo Sitoro worked not as a government relations person for Mobil Oil, which we were told he did as sort of like payback for the work he did to help install Suharto with the CIA coup. Now we're told he worked for Unocal, Union Oil of California. So that's changed. We've got this report from somebody who was in Indonesia at the same time Stanley Ann Dunham, the mother, was there, saying, oh, in the late 60s and the early 70s, Indonesia was like, they called it the Indonesian Prague Spring. It was a honeymoon. There was freedom of the press, and student groups had a lot. Where are they getting this stuff from? Suharto was a brutal dictator. He was a brutal dictator up until he left office, basically. He was responsible for the brutal invasion and occupation of East Timor in 1975.
Mass murders, mass executions.
So this is all being rewritten to make it look like the time that Stanley Ann Dunham was in Indonesia, there was this Prague Spring, and she was this head-banded hippie running around throwing flowers at everybody, when in fact she was pinpointing people for the Indonesian army to go out and massacre who were suspected of being communists or anti-regime. That's what she was.
She was posing as a leftist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
that's why you're getting the threats through the State Department and a foreign embassy and a major publication, because they're concerned about, there's smoke, then there's fire with the birth certificate, but it's really this intelligence background they're worried about.
Absolutely. I think this is the thing that can sink them. I think this can open up the door. If Obama traveled to Pakistan in 1981 on an Indonesian passport, if he had an Indonesian passport, he had already committed himself to fealty to another sovereign. He cannot be the president of the United States. I know there's people with dual passports, but let's look at the fact that he supposedly goes to Occidental on a foreign student scholarship program that was only available to foreign students. So we see if
when you give up your citizenship, because a lot of countries don't let you have dual, Indonesia, you have to give it up. He gave it up.
He would have had to give it up, right? Indonesia does not permit dual citizenship. And so we have an issue here. And, you know,
by the way, I hope folks know, I mean, you're a serious journalist who's never said you've been death threatened before. You've been told. I mean, what you're doing is dangerous right now. Just like when I had the D.C. madam on the show a few months before they killed her. And we talked to her landlord at the condo or the manager. She said, they're following me. I got to get these papers to my mom's. He sent me copies of release. It was not her handwriting. She said on air, no, I'll never kill myself. I mean, they killed her. I hope people know you're risking your life with what you're doing right now.
Well, this is an important story, and I think the White House is somewhat comfortable with the birth certificate story, because they know that there's all these dead ends there. But I think that it's the passports, it's Obama's past in Indonesia, and what he did when he's ostensibly at Columbia, Occidental, and Harvard, that really, and also when he was supposedly a community organizer, not, he wasn't. He was obviously informing on some of the black groups in Chicago at the time, the El Rukin gang, the Black Panther Party, the Nation of Islam, he was plopped in there. Those people in South Chicago did not trust. I've spoken to them. They did not trust Obama. He was just a little too cool for them.
That's right. You spent a lot of time in Chicago.
Absolutely. And I've had discussions with people who work with the Nation of Islam, work for the Black Panther Party, knew the guy that ran the El Rukin gang. And look, the El Rukins at the time, when he plopped in there in 86 from that CIA job in Manhattan, this was at the height of the, you look at the Chicago Tribune. El Rukin gang thought to be doing a deal, you know, getting a deal with Gaddafi to get shoulder launch missiles to shoot down planes at O'Hare. Now we see Obama's attacking Libya. Is this score settling? Is this somebody that he had a problem with way back then because he was looking at these groups in Chicago and their potential links or alleged links to Gaddafi? It looks like maybe we see a little bit of score settling here, a la George W. Bush with Saddam Hussein.
Well, they're definitely scared of this whole intelligence minion background. And we know these agencies mainly were a recruit for higher-level positions out of families. Go over the basic spectrum of the intelligence background connections in his family.
Well, let's start with his grandparents. Stanley Armour Dunham, his grandfather, ostensibly was in World War II, was in France, comes back to the United States and works for a series of furniture stores in Oklahoma, in Kansas, and in Washington State, and then he all of a sudden goes to work for one in Hawaii. You could maybe see that with chain furniture stores, but let's look at the time frame. He was going from one store to another. They were not part of like the Levitt's furniture chain. This looks like a military transfer, but I would suggest it was an intelligence agency transfer from place to place. He doesn't show up in Washington State until 1956 with the daughter. Obama's mother is enrolled in high school there. The word is that potentially he and his wife, Madeline Dunham, were working for the Office of Strategic Services in Beirut starting in 1942. Until about 1956. We know that things were getting dicey in Lebanon. 1958, President Eisenhower sent the Marines in there, stormed ashore, occupied the country for about a year. So it would make sense for them to get their daughter out of there, to get the agents who had families out of country. Shows up in Seattle and Mercer Island, and then a few years later, boom, he pops up as a furniture store salesman in Honolulu. That Pratt Furniture, by the way, only exists in corporate records. It was not a brick and mortar store in Honolulu. There's no record of a Pratt.
His cover is a furniture salesman.
Absolutely, and he wouldn't be the only one. We all know Julia Child worked for the OSS and CIA before she went to work for the OSS during World War II. She worked for a furniture store in Manhattan. So this is seems to be fairly standard, kind of odd. Why furniture stores? Maybe it's because they move large amounts of goods.
It's also nondescript. It doesn't really ring a bell.
Yes.
People know to watch journalists and nature photographers and Christian groups of mercenaries. They don't think about furniture. But then we get into other parts of the family. It's on record they're working for high-powered groups.
All right, and let's look at the CIA's use of anthropologists. His mother, ostensibly an anthropologist.
That's one of their favorite because they go into the most rural areas.
Absolutely. Now that's called the human terrain system, which they send these people out to basically just parse people, different tribes, ethnic groups, for targeting purposes, for
if they ever need to play people off against each other, they've already got them.
Absolutely, and this has been going on for a long time. It was done with the OSS. By the way, we get to the OSS during World War II. An OSS agent also worked for British intelligence, who was an anthropologist, worked extensively in South America. His last name was Clothier. He was from the Strawbridge and Clothier department store family in Philadelphia. So here we get back to the stores, the merchandise activities again. Another one was connected to the Lothrop family that ran Woodward and Lothrop department store in Washington. So there seems to be
That goes back to the Dutch and British East India Company, where they had their intelligence officers on the trading ships. That was their entree into the interiors of what South America, Central America, Africa, Asia, Dutch East Indies.
Absolutely. We have people going out to purchase obviously goods to be sold in these stores in the United States. It's great cover, and it seems like OSS and CIA used that to a great extent. So the idea that Stanley Armour Dunham's cover was a furniture store guy salesman is not all that bizarre. It seems at first glance it looks bizarre.
But we see how he's all over the world. Continue.
All over the world. Also, the reports that he may have taken Obama's mother to Cuba at the onset of the Cuban Revolution circa 1960.
Wow, continue with the rest of the family.
Okay, we have Madeline Dunham, the grandmother, one of the first female vice presidents of the Bank of Hawaii. Unbelievable rise for somebody where we still had the glass ceiling and management positions for many women. She rises to vice president. She's in charge of escrow accounts for the Bank of Hawaii. Clearly, the Bank of Hawaii was used by several CIA front activities as a pass-through to pay off various dictators. During her entire time at the Bank of Hawaii, we had the Nguyen Han Bank, which was a CIA front, that replaced by another operation in Honolulu after Nguyen Han collapsed. These were CIA activities, and the Bank of Hawaii was facilitating, and she was right in the middle of it all.
It's like pre-BCCI, and we know the history of the banks you just mentioned. Continue.
We have now Lolo Satoru. His history is being reinvented in this New York Times piece. Lolo Satoru marries Obama's mother in March of 1965. In May of 65, he's called back because he's a reserve officer in the Indonesian Army. Suharto wants to get all these reservists back to help plan the coup. In the article in the New York Times, it states that Lolo Satoru was called back and conscripted in the military. Now, conscripted means to go in as an enlisted man, and that he was sent to fight rebels in West New Guinea, getting him out of Java entirely, where, of course, Obama's mother shows up in 1967. Then they're painting this whole thing that, oh, Suharto comes in and he creates this sort of Indonesian Prague Spring. This is fake history. This did not happen. We look at...
If you were a communist or a liberal, they hunted you down and blew your head off.
There are about 800,000 to a million people were killed there. Ethnic Chinese, too, because...
And it turns out that's Obama's dad's specialty in Africa, is posing as a commie and finding the folks to wipe
absolutely
out. And then it's Obama's specialty. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, we have Barack Sr., of course, who comes over... The thing that's common is the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii, a CIA front known to be Lolo Satoru, Barack Obama Sr., both at that East-West Center, known to be a CIA front. He sent eventually back to Kenya to try to get him into the Kenyan government because he's the wrong tribe. He's in a significant minority tribe, but not the dominant tribe. He does not get in to be the finance minister. So here we have Obama, President Obama, saying he wanted to be prime minister of Indonesia. Had his father, or his alleged father, become, say, the president of Kenya, Barack Obama, our president, could very well be the president of Kenya today. Certainly the son...
The point is they were positioning him all over. He was like a skeleton key.
Absolutely. So, you know, what country do you want to be leader of, President Obama? It sounds like you had three shots at being president of some country. Prime Minister of Indonesia, president of Kenya, potentially, but now president of the United States.
And the intelligence connections continue. I've read connections with his father in Kenya to British intel. We know they were all over Kenya.
Well, we see the father brought over in 1960 on the Airlift Africa project. That was an attempt to try to compete with the Soviet Union that created the People's Friendship University in Moscow. In 1961, they renamed that Patrice Lumumba University because the CIA knocked him off in Congo in that year. So we see Barack Sr. coming over on the CIA-funded. They even got some money from the Joseph Kennedy Foundation to help with that. So we see him coming in, but then that marriage, you know, fritters away. It looks like Barack Obama's mother was actually being introduced by the father, her father, to all these potential third world leaders, movers and shakers. I mean, what kind of father would... Basically,
what do they call those? Honeypot, a swallow?
Yeah, well, honeypot. But he's, you know, his daughter's like 18 years old, and he's introducing her to all these people from these various, Barack Sr. certainly, and she gets pregnant, and
well, that's like Clinton's mother was an admitted prostitute.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, you got kind of wonder what kind of family was this, to, you know, especially, and of course, the big thing is Barack Sr. and Dunham meet at a Russian language class at the University of Hawaii in 1960. Now, who's taking Russian during the height of the Cold War? You know, this is at the height of the U-2 situation, and, you know, it's Eisenhower transitioning to Kennedy. It's the height of the Cold War.
It just goes on for hours, all the intelligence connections.
Absolutely. You can keep peeling back this onion, and you'll still find more connections. And, I mean, you can go back to the Bush family, and obviously, yeah, we know George H.W. Bush was CIA director. We know he was in Dallas during the, you know, when the Kennedy...
It's now been declassified. He was in the CIA before he said he was.
Absolutely.
They didn't just make him director.
Right. But we kind of knew that from documents that finally... But with Obama, we have all these gaping holes. It's like...
Well, see, that's that left cover. I mean, when it comes out he's CIA,
yeah,
that is going to really destroy the myth of the messianic, you know, little surfer boy.
Oh, absolutely. This whole idea that, again, in the New York Times article, they say that the Obamas, the Satoros, were living in a very poor neighborhood. They had to hunt wild boar to get something on the table. They lived in the Mentang district, which at the time was the brand new diplomatic kind of compound for the diplomats and the high-level government officials. What are they talking about?
So they've got the Swiss Family Robinson thing going for them.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say he came from Krypton and landed in a flying saucer?
I think he's even joked about that himself.
Yeah, we do have a clip of that.
it's just amazing to see how the New York Times and the White House are working together to rewrite his history.
And that's why you were told, or you're guessing that's why you're getting threats from the White House?
I assume because the initial threat was passed to me by, it was an allied nation, but it was in Asia, and it's a country that keeps a close eye on Indonesia. So they know what's going on there. They keep their ears open. And also, it was confirmed to me by an Indonesian source who talked to a State Department official here that, he's marked. There are Indonesian connections to the threats, or at least Asian connections, and in one case, specifically Indonesian threats.
So they're really worried about you getting over to Indonesia. We'll be right back, folks. This is very important information.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
See, they kept Obama's CIA pedigree secret. And so when it comes out that the intelligence agencies aren't just putting British prime ministers in, but they're putting American presidents in, that's something they're not ready to deal with. And we only went over a little bit of the history of it. It's 100% that he was at least handled and groomed and protected. And they're lying about his real records and covering those up. Wayne's going to be back in studio with us for at least 20 minutes into overdrive for Julio, Deborah, Gary, Tom, Tariq, and others that are patiently holding. Obviously, I'll be back then tomorrow. More on the economy, more on the royal wedding and how disgusting it is to have people groveling to these hereditary tyrants. Why not worship Kim Jong-il's son, you know, if hereditary power and despotism is so wonderful? We're going to be discussing all of that, more on the fact that they're just introducing the slaves to the fact that their cell phones all track everybody in real time. The system could have let the public know this a long time ago. Now they're letting you know because they're starting to use it in court. That, yeah, we track you, there's no warrants, and yeah, we stick our hands down your pants, and yeah, we're going to take your pension funds. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are standing by. We've got to take our governments back. We've got to take our police back, because tyranny will come to your door in a uniform if it comes. But before I end this hour, please remember to support our sponsors, namely the online video bookstore apparel shopping cart with shirts like The Answer to 1984 is 1776. People say, what does that mean? A lot of Americans are kind of threatened by the 1776. I heard that's a bad thing. You can say, no, it's a good thing. But because you're brainwashed, you think it's a bad thing. We've got new T-shirts exposing fluoride in the tap water as deadly poison. Those are available. In fact, here's the shirt, and I think it's the best one we've got. You want to get some talk going with folks around you. It's got a drop of water with a skull in it. On the back it says there is poison in the tap water. This is how we're responding to the system, is with more information, more truth. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I'm only going to spend a few minutes with Ted on this. Gold is up, I don't know, $3 or $4 today. Silver went within a few cents of $50. It's all-time record high. And then they drove it down a few bucks. Obviously, with the open announcements that the dollar is to be fully scrapped, for a time, you heard Dr. Roberts, they may try to manipulate it down, but it's only going to go up in the long term. Briefly, Ted, what are today's specials that you've got for listeners?
Well, your video special right now is going to be $125. I did have to raise that just a little bit, but I'm really keeping it to the tight here. I mean, I tell you, if people were just to buy the silver dollars, the three of them alone would put that particular deal well over $140 without the videos.
That's three silver dollars, free shipping, and three of my best-selling films for $125. That's about $80 off.
It is. It's a huge discount. So of course, we have the Franks at $331, British Sovereigns $415. We have Buffaloes. We have U.S. Eagles. I mean, right now, those survival bags of dimes that I keep talking about, now it takes 36 dimes, the newer dime, to buy one of the older dime. Last time I was on the air with you, it was 32. I mean, that's where the trend is going. There's $3 trillion in China right now looking for a conservative place to park its money. There's only about $1.5 trillion worth of gold bullion in the entire world to buy. And that gives you an idea of what the ratio is like right now. The stock market's getting hit. All equities are getting hit. The Fed Just today, Alex, the Fed bought an above-average amount of U.S. government treasuries trying to keep this thing all glued together. It is not looking
good. No, we're on a razor's edge. I hope folks take advantage of these radio specials. Midas is always very competitive, has the supplies there in hand, and just amazingly competitive. But these radio specials are actual losers for Ted. That means winners for you. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Take advantage of the three silver dollars. That's $140 value in the market right now for $125. So you're getting like $15 off. And then on top of it, the three films and the free shipping. 800-686-2237. Back in 1 minute. Overdrive. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.